The Rise of the Hidden Ones of God by Samuel Phillips. Blow the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand. Joel chapter 2, verse 1. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Joel chapter 2, verse 29. All scriptures are from the NKJV unless otherwise indicated. Introduction. I do not believe that anyone living in this day and age is unaware that we are in a very unusual but profound time in history. The feeling of something amazing and grand that is coming is kind of hanging in the atmosphere all around us. Spiritually, it's completely telling, and you cannot miss the feeling. But in the physical, it seems like we are in a form of a roller coaster season. Either way, we are in the days of amazing things, which have been spoken of by men and sons of God in the course of history on earth. Days tied to the release of the hidden ones of God and the coming of the King. The men servants and maid servants of God. Reading Joel chapter 2 over the course of many years, it never seemed to make much awe to me as to why God would make a kind of subtle difference between those whom he called your sons and your daughters, referring to the sons and daughters of those who he was speaking to through prophet Joel, and those he called my men servants and my maid servants, that is, those he seems to be personal with, either by their relationship with him or whatever other criteria. But it is quite curious for me to know that he, God, deliberately made a difference between these two sets of people. I know there must be other interpretations for this same scripture, but the multi-dimensions of God allows for multiple interpretations without losing the essence of his mind in a matter. I do believe, by the grace of God available in this season, that this is the season for this set of people called men servants and maid servants, even while the other sets are still much available. The year 5781 or 2021. We entered the Jewish New Year 5781 on 18th to 20th of September 2020, which was ushered in by the sounding of the shofar or trumpet. And according to Rabbi Kurt Landry, the Jewish year 5781, or 2021 in our Gregorian calendar, is the year of speaking less in order to listen more to God's voice. It's part of the decade of the Hebrew pay, that is, the decade of the mouth. For me, and from various indications and dreams that I have been having around the time I was writing this article, I agree that God is bringing his people to the place of speaking less and listening more in order to be accurate in expressing his mind on the earth with their lives, rather than just by words. But something else which I believe is even much more critical in this season is the release of the hidden ones of God. I will try to explain this as much as I can, with hope that the Spirit of God will give you both clarity and further revelation about the same. I did a bit more explanation in an article that will be featured in the next issue of Msingi Africa magazine that will be out on 1st of November 2020, and how this release of these hidden ones, who are the male servants, maid servants, and prodigals of God, is connected to South Africa. The coming prodigals. This is a word I received from the Lord a short while back when I was writing the article in South Africa as the nation of the sound of God. The word says, a spiritual awakening will break out in South Africa, and the prodigals of the Lord, the rejected ones that have been thrown out of the church, the male and female servants of the Lord, whom many do not attribute sonship to, will suddenly hear the sound of God, their Father, calling to them in the garden of their hearts. They will hear him. They will rise from their hidden places, and they will respond in haste to say, here we are. Use us. Here I am. use me. They will not be known by their religious or denominational affiliations, for they will not have any of such, but they will be known by their heart, life, and the words of their testimony in God. For when God said, I will pour my spirit upon my male servants and upon my maid servants, these are those in whom he has found such heart of servanthood. They will not be ashamed of how they look to others, for their grace is in their servanthood and the suffering that comes with it. They are those who will see clearly and also prepare readily for the coming King, for the day of the Lord is near. My personal experience. As prophetic people, who are supposed to not just speak words of prophecy, but live them out as they happen in heaven, it should not come as strange to find yourself or someone you know going through seasons that are completely out of the usual box, but interpretive of God's seasons on earth. Recently, I somehow started leaving my hair to grow a bit out of normal. It was neither a conscious intention nor what was done by a direct instruction from the Lord, but somehow it felt okay to just leave the hair to grow. After a few months and by my constant caressing of the hair with my hands, the hair started producing locks and was growing quite fast. I must tell you, even though it was not what I had planned nor was ready for, I started to like the idea of dreadlocks. Now, my journey with the Lord over the years has been one in which whenever I am instructed to change my hair or beard style, almost all the time it's an indication of a new prophetic season, both for me and the earth. But because this new dreadlock story did not come by a direct instruction, even though within this same time I had been told to leave my beard alone for 3 months, I didn't quickly attach it to a change of season. But as I mused over the words that came to me about the spiritual awakening that will come out of South Africa as a model of the hidden ones of God that will emerge from their hiding places all over the world, I was reminded that the reason for my dreadlocks was also clearly tied to the season of the rise of the male servants, maid servants, and the prodigals of the Lord. That is, collectively, the hidden ones of God. Mind you, I'm not saying dreadlocks or looks are what make a person be chosen of God, but that God uses also our personal day-to-day life to indicate to us times and seasons. He who looks keenly in Scripture will see that in every dispensation on the earth, God always set aside for himself remnants that continue his plans and purposes, especially when he knows that the main people he assigned will fail by their own choices. It's these remnants I'm speaking about. Is God tired of the institution church? I believe so. Why? It was never his idea in the first place. A system of worldliness, which is controlled by Babylon, and the system of spiritual fornication have found a foothold in the institution church and will not let go. Fornication in this wise is about the exchange of eternal things for temporal things, like Esau the fornicator did. And the only available way out for those upon whom God has decided to put marks of ownership on their foreheads is for them to come out from among the current system and be separate. And by that, avoid being part of the destruction of Babylon and her partners, including the dead church. God is groaning in his spirit to be joined to his family. Creation as a whole is groaning to be set free from futility. And the sons of God are groaning to be clothed in their new habitation prepared from before the world began. But while these are going on, the man-made institution church is busy fighting themselves over baseless and mindless things that only show how deep the rottenness in the church system has gone. It's a system that will not continue. It will be destroyed. But Scripture says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, you may say. Well, I think it depends on what you understand as the church of God. And I won't spend much time trying to define it either. This article is not a teaching, as it were, but a reminder and an announcement that if you have been hidden by God in your secret place, a reality which is only known to the one who has been hidden, then this is the season for coming out to proclaim the mind of God by your words of testimony and also by God's witnessing of you. I do not have all the answers that will make this announcement make complete sense, but let me show you a simple picture of what the hidden ones of God look like. Malachi chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 says, "Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spares his own son who serves him. Yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 19. In other words, these hidden ones belong to God, and they are his jewels on the earth. What really is wrong with the institution church? A lot of things, I suppose. But if there is one thing that stands out, or maybe two things, it's the fact that the institution church has become what Christ called the loveless church in Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. The church has lost its first love, which is the heart for the Father, and is entangled with the love of the woman who sits upon many waters, that is, the system of Babylon of this world. The church is now about money, golden cups of wines of abominations, and slavery of the souls of men, which is directly synonymous with the patterns of Jezebel. And because the church has refused to see its errors in the light of truth and thus repent, just as the Lord promised, he has removed the lampstand from the midst of the church. For when you look at the institution church and the level of worldliness that has taken over, then you will know that, of a truth, the church as the salt of the earth has lost its savor, and like the Lord said, she has become good for nothing but to be trampled under the feet of men. Secondly, the church didn't realize that a season has changed from what used to be the age of the churches, the seven church age of Revelation, to the age of the kingdom, the age of beholding the face of God. They still want to do God the way it has always been done. But COVID-19 came to show a season change. But instead of the church making the accurate shift that is required for the season, they spend all their time fighting to secure the investments which they call church. We are entering the kingdom age, which is not seen nor planted here nor there, but which is an expression of the testimony and the witness of God in a man. The coming hidden ones of God. I call them the hidden ones of God, for like the 7,000 of the days of Elijah who were hidden from the sight of men, but whose knees had never bowed to the dictates of this world system ruled by Jezebel, they were hidden for a season until the appointed time of their revealing. These hidden ones of God may not preach the Bible the way you think they should. Please pay attention to me. They will preach the honor of God by their words and their lives, the gospel of their testimony and their witnessing in God. When Jesus said, "Go ye into the world and preach the gospel," he was very aware that the kingdom is within his people as a witness and a testimony of their lives in God, not just words spoken in the streets. In conclusion, it is also very important to know that the second coming of Christ is also about the coming of the sons of God, under whose hands the rulership of the world to come has been placed. For the world that is to come is not given to angels, but subjected to the sons of God. Please see Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 to 14 for context. So my words to those whom God has kept in hiding, and to those who are his prodigals for the purpose of this age, are that your time has come to bring forth the fragrance of your Father on the earth, and no weapon of darkness will be able to stop you. Concerning South Africa and the hidden ones that God kept in you, it's your time to manifest who God is. The zeal of the Lord will strengthen you to arise and shine. Blessings always from your brother.
The new wine of your spirit.